So take what I have presented so far and carry it all over to healthcare and then add HIT on top of it, particularly HIT that has been built by well-intentioned but non-clinically savvy people. There's a very interesting video here on the slide. It's called Oshnox, and it is a perfect example of what I mean. Again, I am sure that these systems were built by very well-meaning people, but you will witness firsthand the frustration of a clinician who cannot figure out the interface to HIT. So I refer back to the work of Jacob Nielsen that we discussed earlier and also available on the web, where we see the six components of usability. In the Oshnox video, we see the consequences of violations of those principles. So think back to those six usability components. Wasn't really that long ago, folks. Learnability, efficiency, memorability, errors, satisfaction, and utility. Think about those things and then watch this video. How many can you identify? So the Healthcare Human Factors Group from Canada's University Health Network actually produced this short comic video that gives a sense of what it's like to deal with all the gadgetry in a modern hospital. So these clips come from the hospital's, from the group's own in-lab usability tests, where doctors and nurses are closely observed to see how technology could be improved to increase safety, ease of use, and efficiency. At the time of recording, the video link that was on the slide was active and live. If you find that you go to watch this video and it is not, again, you can go to Google and just Google the Healthcare Human Factors Group from Canada University Health Network, and the name of the video was Oshnox.